Some people accuse me of having vocal fry. I don't think so.
You don't think you do?
I think if I have vocal fry, it's delightful. And like, it's fine when a guy has it. When a guy has it, it's fine. Nobody notices. I shouldn't have even mentioned it because now people are going to be looking for it.
Let's have an isolated compilation of Vito's vocal fry.
Well, Dick, the thing is. The problem is that I have a microphone in front of me and it naturally amplifies my already loud voice. I'm a very loud man to begin with.
We're ready to go.
I feel like we just gotta get into it this week.
Did it work that time?
Yeah, it's working.
Oh, yeah. Biggest problem in the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe. From women's cries to big seeds, oils, lies.
Oh.
I'm your host, Dick Masterson. Joining me, as always, is Vito Giswaldi.
Hey, Dick. Happy to be
way
here.
Too, I have the music turned up
music
way too
jinxed.
Loud this week, don't I?
It's so hot.
Why do I have that up so loud? I don't. Everything just stops working, you know?
Even the audience right now is going,
what the hell?
I can't even hear these friggin' morons.
Let's do it. I have to do it again.
Do we got
to
do an opening again? We can do it. Horrible. We can do another one.
Well, then I thought I could adjust it on the fly here, but of course it just vanishes right when I hit.
All right, we got to do a real one. Second try. Second verse, same as the first.
I mean, I don't even know. Whatever. Are we ready?
Just do it.
I did it like 7 times last week.
Well.
And now it's there. Now it's there.
Ooh.
That's good. That's
problem in the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe from women's cries
Ooh.
To big seed oils lies. I'm your host, Dick Masterson. Joining me as always is Vito Giswaldi.
Excited to be here, Dick, on a beautiful Saturday.
How you doing? See, I got the wrong one again. It doesn't fade.
Well, just you
fucking just whatever.
Fade it. Yeah, whatever.
Could have faded it out, but I didn't. Fuck you.
We were futzing with the show theme for many minutes before the show
began. I don't know
why.
Nothing's changed. I don't know what happened this week.
Maybe they updated the Steam Deck. And you ever update something and it stops working? That's
every
the
time
worst.
I update.
Yeah.
That's why this show computer has not been updated in like 3 years.
That's smart.
It's like, well,
especially with
I
Apple
know.
And whatever else.
It.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Throw all your settings out of whack.
You've got a present for me today. I
do have a present, Dick. We're always running low on pens here in the studio, so I brought you 40 Z Grip retractable ballpoint pens. Can you believe it?
Let me see those.
How excited are you?
Are these the kind that have goo in them?
No, I think they're real. I think they're just regular ink pens.
Let me see here.
Here, try this. It. It's a Z Grip.
Oh, you already got one out.
It's a Z Grip.
It has a little nub on the tip.
You take the nub off. That's to keep the ink in. When you first get it.
It's a goo pen.
No, it's not a goo pen.
It's a smudge factory.
Whatever.
You put your hand through that, you walk out of here having cloven hooves on your palms, and then you get it all over my white
couch.
It's
better than every time I try to use a pen, and it's like got nothing in it every time I come in here. How can I underline my very important notes that I prepare for the show, Dick?
You know what I do, actually?
What do
this
you do?
This is real. I get bulk used pens off eBay.
Yeah.
And then I just spread them around.
For fun?
Yeah.
Why?
just to find
people.
Yeah. Like, I go to the post office.
And you leave
and
shitty
pens? And I just
pens?
Have, like, a handful of pens. I just throw them. They're all used.
Bad pens with no ink in them?
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest villains of all time. I can see Batman
I'm the
fighting.
Niggler.
Yeah,
see?
You are
I
literally
you.
The Niggler.
I'm the Niggler.
Oh my god, this pen's out of every one of these pens is out of ink.
The Niggler
struck
again.
Batman can't find a single working pen in the Batcave.
That's why the Niggler is so devious, because Batman, like the Riddler, is like, I'm blowing up the Gotham Stadium.
It's too obvious.
And I'm going to kill everybody. Batman's like, well, I know the Riddler is going to do that,
yeah.
But with me, the Niggler, Batman's like, I don't know if the Niggler did this or it's like just
for those of you who aren't
or,
aware, the Niggler is a Batman villain, which was covered in great detail in our bonus episode, biggest problems in Batman. And speaking of which, we have a new bonus episode we're going to be recording here tonight.
Yeah.
Should we give it away? Can I give it away?
Yeah, of course.
The biggest problems in Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Will be a bonus episode coming to you soon.
So if you have no life, you're going to love this episode.
I mean, isn't everybody listening to this show have no life? Isn't that kind of the
what
point?
What are you doing on a Friday slash Saturday night?
Yeah, what else are you doing on a Friday night?
Patreon.com/biggest problem. You can get both of those episodes.
Yes.
We also have a new tier.
Yes, we're going to be adding a new tier. I haven't put it in yet, but we're going to have, I think we're tentatively calling it Veto File Plus and Dickhead Plus.
Dickhead Plus.
We've had people come to us.
You get a different color in your Discord.
You get a different color in the Discord. This is really just for people. A lot of people come to us and they go, we want to show more support.
Yeah, there are people who don't understand that you can just put in a custom amount.
Yeah, they don't.
On Patreon.
They're like, I want to give you guys $10 a month. And we're like, okay,
let's
just
go put it in.
Make it custom. And they're like, that sounds complicated. And we're like, all right. Well,
all right.
We're gonna have a custom tier for those of you who really want to support the show, and you'll also get your name shouted out at the end of every episode. So that'll
textually.
Be nice.
Textually.
Textually.
Not we're gonna say your name.
Well, maybe we read them out.
I mean, this.
You put up the graphic. Look, I can read their name quickly.
I do a thing where I say everybody's name.
Yeah.
Every year, and it takes like 4 hours.
Well, I guess if we get a lot of subscribers, that's true.
You can't overcommit yourself.
You're right. You're right. I will not read your names, but we will put them up on a banner after the show so everyone can see them.
Yeah. All
right. Something if you want to support the show.
Are you ready?
All right. Yeah.
Women's tears, number one.
I mean, I had taken those easy W's, but somebody had to say it.
Yeah. Do women in your life say like, "Hey, I listened to your show and heard you talking about
women in my life"? What is this? What is this joke we're talking about now? All women have exited my life. No, I talked to someone.
Where's my tuba sound effect?
Wah, wah, wah. You got to get that that Price is Right horn.
Mm-hmm.
Wah 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 wah. No, I don't
think the sound of the greatest day of your life as a kid.
I don't think any women I know listen to the show.
That's good. Women don't listen to podcasts.
No.
They're too educational. It makes them angry.
I don't know if women. Yeah, are there podcasts? They listen to those true crime.
Yeah.
What is with true crime?
Because they're all criminals. That's why.
All women have devious criminal minds.
They want to murder you. They all want to be murdered or do murdering.
they just fantasize about it constantly.
Fucking keep you in line for 10 seconds.
Well, I'll take the win, but it feels like it was too easy.
There's going to be plenty of women problems.
I know.
So, you know.
You'll have
don't
some.
Don't think it's easy.
No, it's true. Maybe not all of your women problem will win.
Fake mobile game
but
ads.
But they should because women are a problem. Fake mobile game ads.
Yeah.
It's funny, after you did that episode, I swear I keep getting the ad that goes, this is not the fake puzzle one. This is the real one. This is the real puzzle. And I'm like, I don't trust you.
I played
and even
I downloaded
it,
one,
it's gonna be shit.
One of those dumb math ones and played it. And I was all amped for it, but then I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I just gotta stop doing that.
I think they're only interesting because you see the guy doing them wrong and you want to yell at him. I think that's the psychology of it. Is you go, obviously, go through the times two door, not the negative five door.
I understood the plus five times two one that you fucked that up, but minus two plus two, buddy, it's red. What are you doing? What the fuck? Yeah. You get off your ass and you.
I guess
find
it just lets you
dog.
Feel like you're smarter than a stupid person. You're like, well, this guy need this game so I can prove it.
That's what I think. I was watching Bill Maher, or I was watching a Bill Maher clip, and he's like ripping on cocaine and Hunter Biden, and everyone's laughing, and I'm like, I've never felt more hollow at like being tricked into feeling superior to the people that are like enslaving me and taxing me to death. I'm like, everyone's just laughing. Like, that's,
They're running a little game on you.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't you feel smart? And you're like,
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I did. Okay.
What other problems do we have?
No more comedies. Okay, next.
Solid third place.
Where's your comedy movie, though? You should be part of the solution.
I got one I've been writing, but it's on the back burner.
What's it about? Like a Star Wars reviewer?
Yeah, it's about a Star Wars reviewer, a big fat Star Wars reviewer who has sex with every pretty lady in town.
Oh, wow.
He's got Dick, and I won't plug it. I'm working on my comic book, which is going to be funny.
Okay.
And people should go to superkiller.org to sign up for the mailing list for my comic book. And then when the Kickstarter goes live, you'll get a notification. You'll be able to buy it at a early bird rate, you know, you get it cheap if you get it like in
50,
early.
Like 50 cents off or something like that?
No, it'll be some significant little bonus package for being one of the first 50 people to buy it or
like
something.
Like 70 bucks, but slash down from 500.
I'm going to slash it. But Super Killer is very funny. And
when's that going to be out?
I'm hoping to do the Kickstarter. I don't want to do a Kickstarter until at least like half the book is ready. A lot of these guys do like a comic book Kickstarter and like nothing's ready to go.
Yeah.
And they're like, it'll be out in 3 months. And then 3 years go by and they're like, all right, we're finishing page 20 now. And you're like, this is fucked.
I saw a guy a girl who was kickstarting the Kickstarter for her comic book.
What?
Yeah.
Kickstarting the Kickstarter.
Yeah. She's like, my Kickstarter is going to be amazing. It's going to have like pages from the comic book and some like information about what
she
you
needed
get.
Money to get the marketing going or some shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that.
So I'm going to wait until at least 50% of it's done before I launch it. But hopefully summer was my hope.
Well, since you can't give money to Vito, you can go buy some Shawnees. At Shawnees.art.
Are they still available?
They haven't launched yet.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Shawnees on Tuesday.
I think. You know what? Tuesday I'm going to launch them no matter what.
I want a Shawnee.
So this is the plan, all right?
Yeah.
Just so you know. Everybody buys them.
Right.
It's only going to be like a buck.
Right.
Everybody buys them, and then everybody goes and tweets at NFT, like, people.
Yeah.
And says, this is the most fucking amazing project ever. They're doing it. It's all green. It's helping homeless people and black people and, like, women. It's the most amazing thing. This guy died of, like, cancer.
Can you make a page? Yeah.
Whatever. Say and do whatever.
Say he was like a famous scientist.
Yeah.
Helped, like a race scientist.
We pumped the bags.
Well, not a race scientist.
We pumped the bags.
We pumped the bags.
And then we rug them. All right?
All right.
That's the plan here.
Yeah.
I'm only making 5,000.
Yeah.
And then we're going to buy them all, hoard them, pump the bag. Rip it out.
Get
rug
on
them.
Out of there.
All right?
Yeah.
That's the plan. You keep some for yourself, but this is a money scam making
opportunity.
Project.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess there's no. I should buy more than one, I suppose.
Buy a they're 100. Only a dollar. Who cares? Yeah. Right? Buy 20.
I mean, this is a guaranteed 100x return, as far as I can tell.
The X is how much are you willing to shill and lie and deceive?
It would be great if we made like a bunch of fake pages that sang all the praises of Sean and fake historical documents like, oh, he was the guy. He was like Martin Luther King Jr.'s best friend.
He was George Floyd's best. Yeah. He was his producer.
He was his producer.
For his music that he did make.
Right. So Shawnee's, by supporting him.
I can't say this shit on my show. Sean will get all pissed.
Oh, really?
He's like, I don't know if that's okay.
I saw an article mad at Floydies recently. The NFT people are really
mad. I kind of pushed Floydies.
You pushed Floydies to the top because you spotlighted it.
I think so. And then like the Scatter Art guys and Stone Ties are there like, that's awesome. Come on aboard our ship.
There should be a Floydies whole universe or whatever.
The Floydieverse.
Yeah, NFTs are fascinating.
They're great. I love them. Then we had Seed Oil Disrespectors came in negative.
Came in a negative one.
200.
Which means people agree with the Seed Oil Disrespectors. I think it's another example of a problem
people
couldn't wrap their head around.
No, I'll bring in a comment from this is from Kevin Rockets. Dick, stop making up conspiracy theories about seed oil. I found some crazy white lady on Twitter who doesn't understand ionizing versus non-ionizing radiation. Anything that says anything that says ion on it is a scam, buddy. What even is a seed oil? Herder. Also, Dick, high fructose corn syrups are actually bad. I can't tell you why. They just are. Trust me, bro. Then he's got, meanwhile, look at all of this clinical.
What the fuck? He sent you multiple
this
sources?
This is on YouTube. He put this on YouTube. Who the fuck would read it on
I'm
YouTube?
I'm not reading that now.
Clinical, like, all this giant paragraphs of clinical. Furthermore, PUF, all this shit, sources.
This is all about why seed oils are bad?
And this is all in response to me.
Yeah.
NCBI.NLM.NAH. Link. The Parkinson's Alzheimer's connection. Link. Lipid peroxide.
This makes me want to go chug some linseed oil just to spite this gentleman. What is going on? Everything gives you cancer. Once you accept that, you just move on with your life.
It does, but you're not getting not sunburned. if you stop no, you eating don't peanuts or
we
something.
Were gods, Dick, before the seed oil came
Kangs,
along.
But then seed oil
we
came along.
We was Kangs, Dick.
Okay. Ando San says, gotta love as soon as Vito is getting grilled for what he voted for and can't defend it, he falls back to the well, I'm not even political or I don't care card.
I know why I voted for it. It's just if I get into it, it's going to take hours and hours of me and Dick arguing, all right?
Oh, okay.
We just fundamentally disagree about economic policies and climate change.
But you're
and
not a political
like
guy, so, I mean, what do you mean disagree?
I'm political enough to where I understand what I'm voting about. I don't know every single... The problem is that you...
that's important.
Knowing every single part's important.
No, no, no.
You gish gallop and you go on these fucking wild tangents and you go, what about Hunter Biden's fucking laptop? And this time, Biden went to Ukraine. And it's like, yeah, and there's a lot of the same shit for Trump. They're both fundamentally... bad people. I hate both of them. Let's be clear. I just hate Trump more than Biden based on some core political beliefs that I hold.
You call those are political beliefs is the reason?
I have core political beliefs, and one of which is
tax
structure.
Care.
And I do care. You're right. I care enough.
What do you mean gish gallop?
Gish gallop.
What the hell is that?
You know what it is.
That's like a liberal's version of calling someone gay. Say you're a gish galloper.
It means that you, rather than focus on the one thing we're talking about, bring up 10 other things. And then I'm like, I don't have time to address every single grievance you have with Biden.
Yeah.
And if I focus on the things that I care about.
Uh-huh.
He's still awful. I almost brought in a Biden problem. I might bring in a Biden problem.
Which one? There's so many to pick from.
Specifically, he needs to stop trying to push through these very obviously racist bills. That's like, we're going to rebuild the economy only with black and women-owned businesses. And you're like, you can't. You just can't. Stop trying.
No, that's the
and
goal,
they keep
though.
Getting struck down in the Supreme Court because they're like, bro, you can't say the government's only going to give jobs or opportunities to black people. Like, it doesn't work that way.
They'll get it through eventually.
I don't know if they will, and I hope they don't, because it's absurd.
Okay, Reeb Doug says, the amount of weaponized autism that's going into, to be fair, quote, is starting to rival the he will not divide us, capture the flag intricacy. You were amazing last time.
Some people are apparently confused because they haven't listened to the early episodes. At some point, I think on every episode I was saying a certain phrase... just because it was part of my natural speech patterns until it was beaten out of me by this, Pavlov's conditioning
audience.
Here. Yeah, the audience. So Dick came up with a fun game where every time I say it, he would play an audio clip of me clearly and loudly proclaiming that I like a certain thing. And I'm not going to provide you that video clip, clip either. And it is for some reason become a ridiculous game for our audience to try to trick me into saying it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's fun.
They're getting good at it.
Sometimes they're good at it. Sometimes they're very bad.
Okay. You got any comments?
Let's see what I got here. Someone, SoCal Justice Warrior said it's a good show because you can tell they actually love each other, which is gay.
Love.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. G Plastic Beach said, I know that study about women's tears is bullshit because every time I see a woman crying, it makes me angry and hard.
Okay.
Whereas the study said the opposite. And I also, some people in our Discord.
I think I said that the first time I heard that study 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Or nine, whenever it was.
Well, we have on our Discord, if you're part of Patreon, you have access to our Discord server. There's a problems section where people give us their own problems. And I brought in a problem just to read off. This isn't my problem, but I find this interesting. Herbata Patch said, a problem is not getting discounts for taking toppings off of food. A burger with lettuce, cheese, and tomato should not cost the same as a burger with just cheese. Shouldn't you be allowed to save a little bit of money there?
We're going to give you 4 cents off if you say your order real fast too, because you're saving us time. If you get through the drive-through at 60 miles an hour, where you're going to save 2 cents off your order.
You know what? I think I read that problem differently, because now that I read it, I go, that's a terrible fucking problem. For some reason, when I first read it, I'm like, yeah, I thought he was talking about something else entirely. Yeah, no, the lettuce and tomato doesn't cost anything. They're not going to give you money off for the lettuce.
Well, this was a good bit that you had to read a problem
from
the Discord.
And then I immediately disagree with it. I just wanted to encourage people to participate in the Discord and know that we are reading your problems, even when they're terrible.
We're not, though.
Yeah, we're not going to give you a nickel off for your lettuce.
Clearly not reading the problems.
I didn't read him close enough, I guess. For some reason, I thought he had like a good point, but then I read it again and I went, no, that's moronic. All right. All right. Well, I guess we should get into the real
problems.
Maybe you
just have some kind of accrual system. Like... the weight, if you add up the weight in lettuce at the end of like a year, you get that many free hamburgers.
I guess. Yeah. It's like, I didn't get chopped onions on mine. I should save a penny.
Then women would be real. Then they would have no reason not to customize every order.
Yeah.
And bitch about it. And they don't need
Although some of these restaurants, I mean, they'll charge you like 50 cents for like, you know, like a dipping cup of sauce or something.
Yeah.
So they'll nickel and dime you going the other way. Why don't you get to throw it back at them?
That's a good point.
You go, I didn't get ketchup on my burger. That means I should get a free honey mustard cup.
Do you remember when...
Equal equivalent exchange.
Did you ever know anyone when you were a kid that would order two cheeseburgers and combine them together because it was cheaper than a double cheeseburger at McDonald's?
Oh, I still pull shit like that, if possible. I'm always looking for bizarre menu hacks.
Jim Cramer veto.
Dude, there was one point where McDonald's in the app had this deal, and it was like... buy any meal, get a free Happy Meal.
Okay.
But it was any meal. And they had this like off menu meal that was like a cheeseburger and like a Coke and a fry for like $4.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'd go, I want that and a Happy Meal. And I was getting like $10 worth of food. For like, because also, if you get the Happy Meal at McDonald's, they try to trick you and make you think it comes with that small soda.
Right.
But at McDonald's, you can get any size soda for the same price, at least in California.
What?
So you can get a Happy Meal with a giant large Coke, and it's the same price as if you get that little kid's cup they try to force on you.
That's a contract? And they're, I want a Happy Meal, I want a large Coke, what, it's the same price?
They have to do it. Or you can just do what I do, and I just order on the app, and they go, so you want like a tiny little Coke, right? And I go, customized drink, large, giant-ass Coke.
Okay.
And then it's the same exact price. And they bring it out to my car.
This is really
menu
amazing.
Hacks, man. Menu hacks.
Menu hacks. Okay.
I've got a lot of McDonald's menu hacks. I have to stop because I have too many of them.
Do they put your name on a list when you walk out of there with a Happy Meal?
At a certain point.
Because you're a single man going in there... ordering a meal and a Happy Meal that you're arguing about.
Yeah, and there's no child anywhere.
Right.
And I'm clearly playing with the toy in the parking lot going, "Vrr, go Sonic."
Okay. What's your problem? I am
the winner. My problem, Dick, this week is fake 2D animation. This is driving me nuts. They need to stop. This week we saw a trailer for the Rescue Rangers movie. Which we can argue up and down about whether or not this is the right way to do a Rescue Rangers movie. But the premise is that it's set in a world where the Rescue Rangers was a real TV show. And Chip and Dale were actors on the show.
I hate that.
But was it like a documentary because they actually did rescue people? I don't know.
They did that with Darkwing Duck and the DuckTales reboot.
Like, oh, Darkwing Duck was a show?
Yeah, it was a show.
A show in a show?
Okay, and the actor then turned into a real-life Darkwing Duck for no reason.
Yeah, like, this is convoluted and bizarre. But the thing that's happening is that Chip is still stayed as a 2D animated character, and Dale wanted to be hip and fresh, so he had surgery to become a 3D CG animated character.
Dale fucked up so bad that he turned 3D.
Yeah.
That's what.
Right. And so the thing is, it's supposed to be about this mesh of a 2D character and a 3D character interacting with each other.
Like Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, but they're both fake. Yeah, and it is also set in the real world, so it's doubly confusing. There's animated characters, real people, 2D animated, 3D animated. The problem is that Chip is also 3D animated, but it's done in that 2D cel-shaded style. So it's like fake 2D, which completely undermines the whole thing. It's like, well, I went and got the 3D surgery, and it's like, well, Chip also is 3D. He just
looks
way shitty. You can absolutely
tell. Like when Futurama used to do all their ships and shit in
3D. Right, all their ships was 3D, and you could tell whenever they changed over to that style. It always looks so obvious. And I guess it's like a cost. It doesn't make sense for this. Like, this is Disney, the famously inspired all 2D animation everywhere.
Yeah.
The fact that Disney can't pay actual 2D animators to go in and just animate. I mean, you could even use the 3D character as the basis and just draw over it to make it look not like complete shit.
It looks copy all their old
so
shit like they
bad.
Always do.
Yeah, just hire some 2D animators. But every time they do it on a show, you can tell and it looks like shit. Have you watched Invincible?
Yeah. That was like 3D?
Some of the scenes, whenever they have the big crowd scenes of like everybody running away, they're like, oh, the animation just dipped in quality by like a million percent.
It looks like a computer.
Yeah.
I hate that.
It really sucks. You almost are like, just do it shitty, but 2D. I would rather the animation be shitty, but actually drawn.
Yeah.
Rather than like, oh, well, look at all the guys on the fucking screen. You're like, yeah, but it all looks like shit now.
Yeah.
And you fucked it up.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Why do you care about this little kids movie? Who gives a shit?
I care about animation,
though. Whofuckingcares.com.
No.
Okay.
Because animation is great.
It's Chip and Dale. What does Gadget look like?
I don't know. We haven't seen her yet. Oh,
better
God.
Be a fucking badonkadonk.
No, she's going to be a fucking shitty 3D model. It's going to look like shit.
She better have... See, they can't give her tits, but they got to suggest that there's tits there, right?
Yeah.
You know? They can't give them secondary sexual characteristics, right?
Why not?
Because then it's weird.
Didn't Gadget always kind of...
Because then it's like porno. Yeah.
Well, do mice have nipples?
Yeah, but they're all in their stomach.
Yeah, so that's why it doesn't make
sense.
She
can't have big honking tits
she
down there.
She can't have like 8 nipples going down.
I mean, I'm for it, but they're not going to put that. They're not going to put that. Disney won't put that in a kids movie because it would turn kids straight, and
right.
They only want to turn kids gay.
That is their plan. But it also affects other anime. Like again, Invincible's not for kids, and it looks like shit when they do it there.
Yeah,
I get that it's like kind of a cost saving measure, but I would look at old like
they had
anime.
No tits in Invincible either, did they?
I'm trying to think if anybody had big tits.
The red haired
Adam
girl
is hot, but she doesn't have big tits.
She
didn't
have big tits though, so
they got to get bigger.
Yeah.
There was also. Do you know Berserk?
No.
Have you heard of Berserk? It's that epic fantasy from Japan or whatever. You've seen people post about
sure.
it. Well, that
sword guy.
Yeah, sword guy. The guy with the giant sword.
Wait, I'm thinking of Guts.
Oh, yeah, no, that's him.
From?
That's
okay.
Berserk.
All right.
Well, the original animated series was all traditional 2D animation. And then at one point, they're like, we're going to redo it and we're going to update it. But like half of it ended up being, again, that shitty 3D where then they just afterwards change the shading and add a black outline. It just looks so just make a 3D animation at that point.
It's like my movie. Point. It's like my slow-mo, shitty slow-mo.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't a something. I know you guys put it up here, like, we're supposed to watch this, but it's not.
Yeah.
Just like make the screen black and describe what's
just,
happening.
Yeah, have a narrator tell me, like, right now there's a lot of soldiers on the screen.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to do. It looks like crap. I don't understand also. Yeah.
Looks like a video game.
Just rotoscope it at that point. Once you have the scene figured out in your little 3D program, hire like 5 2D animators and be like, all right, just go draw in over it and, you know, do the right number of frames.
Maybe kids like it. Because I think we don't like it because I'm used to seeing it on video games where it looks like shit. Maybe kids just are used to it.
Well, every kid's
like
cartoon is doing it. That's true. Is that I didn't bring in like half these like Spider-Man cartoons or Voltron or whatever else. They're all doing it because the kids don't. Star Wars Rebels, I think, is a show that does it. Yeah, and it all looks like shit. This was originally from, did you ever play Jet Grind Radio on the Dreamcast? Yeah, they came up with it and you're like, oh, that's a cool like little
video
style
game.
For a video game.
Right.
And trying to emulate what cartoons look like, but then to go back and take what was trying to emulate what a cartoon looked like imperfectly and make it into an actual cartoon, you're like, you realize you've gone backwards now, right? Like, do you understand what's happened here?
Yeah.
We were trying to make it look like The Good Thing, and it was kind of a little bit shittier because, you know, it's a computer.
How are you going to explain this to, an adult?
I'm just going to tell them cartoons look bad now. And cartoons should look better. Like, I'm not saying it's going to save the fucking world. No, this is the biggest problem in the universe.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, man, it just sucks. This is about declining standards in animation overall.
Look, do you want a Chip and Dale's Rescue Ranger cartoon or not?
Not this one. Not like this.
Okay.
I would prefer not this.
Okay.
You saw people are also mad that Peter Pan in the show is like a washed up
fat
guy.
What is Peter Pan doing in Rescue Rangers?
It's one of those, what do you call it? Who shot Rosker or who, whatever.
Who shot framed, Peter Pan?
Who framed Roger Rabbit type scenarios where all the characters are showing up and Peter Pan's like an old fat drunk. And then people are going, oh, that's cute. Hey, did you know the original Peter Pan voice actor died a homeless alcoholic who, you know, they couldn't identify his body for a year?
You know what? I'm starting to get what Nick Fuentes hates about our generation.
Yeah.
This sick irony poisoning
that everything
that
is,
we have. Because it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone sarcasm, irony. And then his generation is, what is it? Surrealism? Surrealist right. comedy?
Yeah.
Like, look, Kirby's car. He ate a car. Now he's going to work. Like, I don't get that. Like, it's hilarious. What do you mean? Like, well, is he doing it, like, ironically? Or sarcastically
comedy,
or something?
Comedy is a very complex
what you're describing is, like, very ironic.
Yeah.
Peter Pan, but he's drunk. Like, oh, just drunk. Kill yourself.
Yeah. It's comedy has to try and be shocking, but how do you
how
shock?
How about Peter Pan, but he's dead?
Yeah.
That's funny. But he's upside down. His mouth is up his asshole. And he talks by shitting all over. He talks by shitting up everyone else's asshole. And that's telepathic shit.
And then his words come out their poop. Yeah.
Like, ugh, that's gross. Like, no. Trust me. You don't get it, but your kids are going to love it.
It really is that. It really is.
You don't get it.
I mean, when the world continues to get absurd, you have to get more and more absurd to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your
fake
problem.
Fake 2D animation is my problem, Dick. It looks terrible. And frankly, the world deserves better from our media representations.
Hey, I have a question for you. This has always bothered me. How come in the South Park movie, Cartman says the Terrence and Phillip animation is all crappy, but then they're real guys? How about that one for a problem?
Oh.
Is that 3D animation?
I think that works because Cartman assumes that it must be animation because he hasn't met any Canadians.
Oh, okay.
And he learns they actually have flappy mouths and are real people.
Okay. My problem is I'm going to call this one Fool's Owns.
Fool's Owns.
It's when somebody owns, somebody makes a burn on somebody, owns somebody else. They say like a pithy rejoinder.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't funny, but everyone says it's funny and goes like way over the top and talking about how funny it is.
Yeah.
They're like, that wasn't even the best own. That wasn't even a good own. That's the best own I've ever seen. I can't believe it. That own cured my cancer.
That is the most savage burn of all time, Dick.
If I could.
Are you referring to the one I think? Yeah, you are referring to that one.
I'm trying to find it so I can quote it exactly.
This sick, disgusting burn. Absolutely devastated forever.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it there. That guy keeps tweeting. Maybe you will.
So Elon
absolutely destroyed with facts and logic.
No, I think I would. I think maybe I will find it through the front way. I try to find it.
No,
with
you
Google.
Have to find him replying to her.
Oh, he replies all the time.
He was so disgustingly owned in so many ways.
It happens all the time.
Oh, there we go.
Here we go. AOC.
God, what a disgusting burn.
AOC, that horse lady. That's. Congress or whatever, she says, okay. Tired of, is she not?
A horse lady?
I thought she was like a Japanese, like, monster waifu horse lady.
Yeah.
Is she not?
We imported her from Japan. She's a horse monster.
Imported? I thought she was.
To a congresswoman.
She said, tired of having to collectively stress about what explosion of hate crimes is happening because some billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally controls a massive communication platform and skews it because Tucker Carlson or Peter Thiel took him to dinner and made him feel special. Okay, so she's obviously talking about Elon Musk there, right?
Right.
Because he just did all the things she's describing. Right?
Right.
So Elon Musk says, stop hitting on me. I'm really shy. Blushy smiley face.
Blushy smiley emoji.
That's funny because she said everyone criticizing her is just wants to have sex with her.
Oh,
right?
She's turning it around on her.
Yeah, so he says, stop.
Yeah.
He says, this is how dumb you looked when it happened to you. And it's much shorter than what she said. That's always... that gets you 60% of the way there. If what you said was shorter than what they said,
you're already winning the game.
You're already winning.
Well, isn't it? Maybe Twitter is not a place for any sort of serious political discussion of any type.
Why you say that?
Because it just turns into I wonder who's gonna burn her next.
Okay, then she said, "I was talking about Mark Zuckerberg." But okay, and then she deleted it.
Oh, she deleted the response?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's embarrassing. Because she obviously is not talking about Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Zuckerman, whatever his name is.
But I thought everybody was telling her that the Zuckerberg thing was the ultimate
burn. They did, because they captured it before it got washed out of the servers and then reposted it all over saying, I'm going to name my kid this burn. It's so burnually.
I'm going to name,
so pernicious. This pernicious.
She said, I was talking about Zuckerberg, but something else.
Like, first of all, it's longer. So
not a good burn.
Not good, you know.
You know what would have been a good burn if she just said, fuck you, F-slur.
Yes!
Because then I would have went, oh my God, the ultimate!
Now she's going to get banned.
Right.
And now he looks like a, yes!
A hypocrite.
Fuck
yeah.
Fuck you! You see?
If she said, fuck you, F-slur, like, she would have immediately won.
I'd have brushed her mane.
Yeah, you're right. You would have been pretty happy
I'd
with
have
it.
See,
that's the problem.
These
guys, need to hire guys like us to write these burns, because frankly, they're fucking up.
But the first one.
Call him an F-slur. Call him an F-slur.
Just give me that.
Like, you don't understand. He'll win immediately.
So I went to Chappelle's show last week.
How was that?
Oh, man. He started off with a racist Chinese voice.
Like, immediately?
First joke. I had no idea how badly I needed to hear that.
It's
and then he said
F-slur
like six times.
Oh.
He was talking about this little gun his wife bought him with an ivory handle. And he goes, that means the last, I know the last words, every N-word that I'm going to shoot with it. It's going to be, F-slur.
That's what we need. Yeah, I see this online all the time, especially now.
It's not funny what she said. The reburn.
Well,
not funny at all.
It's a bizarre it's a popularity contest where it doesn't even matter what they say.
But that's the problem.
Yeah. Because
there is funny and there is not funny.
Well, I'm going to argue that I have been in situations where certain people claim to have burned me.
And it's not a burn.
No.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. It's weird. It's just this weird narrative where they go, did you see Vito got totally owned? And it's just someone going, you're fat. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And they're like, oh my God, he destroyed him. And I'm like, that wasn't that good or clever. But
I'm gonna tell you something. We need some sort of artificial intelligence or a manual like the DSM-5.
To determine the severity of the burn.
If you're a burn or not.
Mm.
Is yes or no.
Burn or not, B-O-N?
Yeah, because, and there's many criteria that goes into it. If you're starting with, oh, Vito got totally owned, I immediately discount. I say, no, I don't believe you. Because that's not how you start. This person got totally owned. Like, don't prime me for the expectation here. Because now
I've seen some total owns, but they're rare.
Yes, but if someone tells you about them, they don't say, so-and-so got totally owned.
Right.
They say, check this out. Look, this guy said, you're never going to, like, this over. When they started with, they got owned, you say,
they're trying to color your expectations falsely already.
Yeah,
because
then you have to call them an idiot.
Yeah.
And then that, like, the social aspect of that can cover the entire, like, no one will call anyone an idiot. Like, it's like Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah.
The Emperor's New Burn. That's what I'm calling
it.
The Emperor's New
Burn.
The Emperor's New Pound.
It was a burn, when in fact we know it was not in fact. I see
They prey on your pity of them, or your obligation to them to not say, you're an idiot, you don't know what's funny, and I do know what's funny.
Well, part of it is this weird gaslighting aspect of trying to convince you that it was such a burn. Like, I see a lot of this with, like, Ralph, honestly, where people say,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, I'm saying they say a really stupid thing about Ralph, And they all try to convince themselves. They're like, oh my God, did you see Ralph got so totally owned and destroyed? I'm like, sounds like you made that same joke you guys made like 2 weeks ago about the guy.
Yeah.
I don't think you owned him that hard. I don't even think he cares.
Blocking works like that too. When you block somebody, like, oh, I got you. It's like, no, man, you're just really
you're
annoying.
You're just so fucking annoying.
Really annoying.
And won't leave me alone.
I don't want you to respond to everything I say.
Yeah.
Just get away from me.
People do. You do always have to screenshot the block for some reason. It feels important. But a lot of the times when I block people, it's just because everything I post, they go, you're a fucking F slur. And then I block them. They go, oh, I guess he doesn't really care about free speech. And I'm like, what the fuck? I guess I really owned that guy. I'm like, yeah, you called me an F slur. Like, I let you do it 100 times before I went, I don't think this guy has anything else to say.
It's got
to
stop. People don't. They don't let you say the N word. Even in, you know, very few instances are you allowed to just say the N word. Mm. But this, like, lying about things that are funny, because the people are saying it don't know what's funny.
Right.
They don't know one way or the other. They just see. So it's like Garfield without Garfield. Those people would look at that and go like, hilarious, 1, 2, 3, there's the joke. It's like, no, it's not a joke just because there's three of it.
Right.
It's got to actually, there's reasons for why it's funny. You will, most people cannot express them. You can't understand them, but it's there.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's not like, it's like impressionist art painting, like, oh, it's just a bunch of squiggles and shit. Like, no, there's reasons it's good.
Right. You have to interpret them in certain ways. We do need an objective board of burn determinants to really
burn court.
Yeah, burn court.
You need to bring it back.
Oh, burn court. You go in, the judge goes, you know, really, you just called him the F-slur 100 times. It's not that clever. It doesn't really play into the actual situation in any way.
You cite case law, like, Your Honor, but what about when this guy called this guy, and like, well, that was funny because...
That was funny, and because he was engaging in certain behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, there's too much of this. You've been savagely owned beyond repair, and I see it just constantly leveled out.
It's so, like, important to be burned.
This guy has been just completely destroyed, and I go, you can't just say that.
This is why it's a big problem. Okay,
yeah,
because politics right now and recently in our lifetimes has been about, like, acting like who's the most moral person.
Yeah.
And they're both liars. Like, they're both liars, criminals. They're all liars, criminals, crony capitalists, rapists, murder, you know?
Yeah.
Awful, most awful people, and they all pretend to be like they're the greatest person. Moving forward, they're all going to have to be the funniest person. So you're going to have billions of dollars of Pfizer money dumping into both Camp and Halliburton and BlackRock and Vanguard, having nationwide campaigns to convince you that their candidate is the most epic burning one.
I mean,
I will kill myself. If I have to see how Ted Cruz is funny every day, or whomever, that Madison Cawthorn or whatever his name is.
Memes control the narrative.
Yeah.
And you know why the Democrats suck?
Because they're
they
rapists.
Suck at fucking memes. If they were also because they're rapists.
Systemic racism is a pretty good meme.
Dick, we need to establish ourselves as a political memeing operation.
Super PAC.
That Palmer Luckey guy was doing it. You ever hear about that?
No.
You know, Palmer Luckey, creator of the Oculus Rift?
Yeah.
He famously started up like a little operation, like... It was like a super PAC, but all they did was make little conservative groiper memes to get Trump elected. And I was like, yeah, that's how you do it. That's smart.
Huh. So, like that David Brock guy that did the Pizzagate?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I do believe, I think about it constantly. I'm like, if the Democrats want to win, they should just pay me to make memes.
Yeah.
It would be so easy. Me and, like,
what would you do, though?
A bunch of other, I don't know, just dumb shit. I find dumb shit people said and just, like, fucking make stupid videos about it. You ever see what Vic Berger does, where he takes, like, crazy right-wing guys, he makes silly videos out of it?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's probably infinitely more effective than any Hillary Clinton dancing and going on Ellen or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that's probably valuable political strategy, you know, for getting boomers to vote for you. But if you want young people to vote for you, like that DeSantis guy is just going to win because he's just being funny with it. Where he's just like, yeah, I'm going to fucking take Disney's tax status away. Fuck it. And you're like, oh, man, that's hilarious.
That's awesome.
He's
fuck
fucking
Disney.
Owning them. Yeah, right? That's all anyone wants now, so... Yeah. Memes.
How come they get
burns?
To have their own hold? How come they don't have to pay for shit and I do?
Because they set up a tax status in the fucking like 50s or some shit.
They still pay. I don't actually know how it works.
Yeah.
My understanding was that they're like, listen, we're going to need our own like police force and we don't want to rely on you guys because you're going to suck at it. So
yeah, I think that too. How come I can't do that?
Just set up your own police in your own area.
Just
have
for
a
my
bajillion
house.
Dollars. Okay, you could become your own separate, town,
yes,
nation.
Then I don't have to pay for the LAPD.
If you promise the state of California several billion dollars in tax revenue every year, I'm sure they'll allow you to do whatever you want.
I don't not that big, so
you
I think I
it.
Could lower it.
Yeah, maybe you could figure it out.
All right, that's my problem.
The emperor's new burn.
Burn
lighting, gas lighting, lighting the gas. My problem, Dick, is well, I'll preface it. What kind of man are you, Dick?
Lazy.
Are you a beta male?
Oh.
Are you a gamma male? Are you a sigma male? Or are you perhaps an alpha
I'm
male?
I'm a felta thigh male.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the myth of the... whatever the fuck this is. What is this called?
Alpha male?
The sociosexual hierarchy.
Oh, that's good. Sociosexual hierarchy?
Okay. So as the story goes, there's this constant thing I keep hearing people fighting about. Who's an alpha male? Who's a beta male? They've even started inventing new ones. I didn't realize there was more than the alphas
Sigma?
And the betas. The sigmas, do you know what the sigma male is?
They're like...
The sigma male is the biggest piece of bullshit I've ever heard. Because it's basically for fucking lame nerds who want to pretend they're an alpha male.
Oh.
A sigma male is an introverted alpha male. Who walks a more solitary path, sometimes called lone wolves or wanderers. So it's guys who go, no, it's not that I'm not an alpha male. It's that I've rejected society and I walk my own path. No.
All right.
No.
But you just need us all to validate it?
Yeah.
Is that your pronouns of sigma male?
This is all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, we are not wolves. We do not have the social hierarchy of wolves.
Okay.
At no point do we go, I need an alpha male to lead my path. Who is the alpha male in your life?
You.
Me. I'm the alpha?
Or no,
you
just
assume you're the alpha male of yours?
I don't know. Me?
What pack are we in which you
Mr.
just assume
Medicare
you're at the
probably
top?
Is the alpha male.
So what am I, what is my, yeah, Medicare is the alpha male of this
yeah,
online
I think so.
Internet hierarchy?
Well, that's where all this anger comes from.
Yeah.
Like the high status individuals set the morals for the group.
But being a high status individual doesn't mean that you command some sort of strange, magical properties.
I don't
which
know. I wouldn't want him
your
making fun of me
as a leader. But no, but I'm saying I look at any guy who's like at the top of a company or leading whatever, and I go, yeah, well,
and it is a guy.
Well, it's a guy. Okay, you do have to be a man to lead. We know this. It's not the male myth. It's the alpha male myth. It's being in charge is a number of different factors. Could just be you're the guy with the most money. Doesn't mean you're a natural leader or have some sort of special charisma.
Like Jack from Twitter, that guy's a bitch. You read his tweets?
Yeah, he's being a total bitch right now. Or he's like, I'm sorry I didn't run Twitter better.
Disgusting.
I really tried.
We tried. All the decisions were my fault. Like, dude, you guys were banning people for saying learn to code. Are you fucking crazy?
Well, here's the real problem is, first of all, not only do we not organize our society the way wolves do because we're not fucking wolves, but even wolves don't actually... operate their society in this way. This is an old 1960s wives tale.
Well, yeah.
They studied wolf packs and they said, oh, look, see, you know, one will take over and then the younger ones, they challenge the alpha for dominance and they take over. These were all wolf packs living in captivity being studied.
I know this one.
Yeah, and they went, well, wild wolves, it's literally just like the dad and all his kids are the wolf pack.
And then the guys go off
point,
to find...
The kids leave, and they form their own wolf pack.
Yeah.
They're not, like, constantly fighting amongst each other to control their... He's like, I don't want to run these
They're
wolves.
They're like dogs.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the way dogs are. Or they all just kind of cooperate.
There's no mythical struggle for, like, taking over the pack. It's just... You're the dad of everyone else in your pack, so you're in charge.
Yeah.
And they get older and they leave and form their own pack.
And people don't do that either.
Right.
Like,
no.
Like, well, I don't really know much about, you know, fishing, so do we got any guys who do that?
I find this fascinating. The sigma male we discussed, delta male, that's the most common type of guy in the sociosexual hierarchy.
Delta?
Delta. That just means average guys... who you know are constant, but are always, as an average guy, you know, you just go to your job every day, do your stuff. You're always in a position. Could you shift into the alpha role, or could you maybe shift downwards into
Delta,
the gamma?
Like change.
Yeah.
Gammas last.
Well, gammas are intellectual, highly romantic, ideological driven men who hold a lower status position.
This is gayer than the gay handkerchief. Code, you know, and they hang like a colored handkerchief out of their shorts.
This is horoscopes
say
for
if
men
like eating assholes.
This is the exact same as, you know, how you get mad when like the transgender people say, "I invented a new gender. It's called demigender."
I
and
love it
you associate
when they do
with
that,
the
when
sun.
We do that.
Sure, yeah, we love that. And in the same way, inventing new types of man is fascinating. See, gammas are
the gamma
desire
man.
To be leaders and are envious of the rank and privilege that comes natural to alphas and betas.
They're jealous.
Yeah, we're jealous. The gamma males. I assume that according
to... Is there a lambda man?
I assume to anyone listening to this, they're going, well, Vito's just a classic gamma male. He's envious of the rank and privilege that comes natural to the alphas.
The sigma men who are listening to this show. Yeah.
All the sigmas are going, just walk your own way. Well, sigmas are the MG taus. They're saying...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the MG taus go, well, we're sigma males. We can't lead society, but we'll go our own way.
I do hate women. I agree with them on that, but I don't know about that sigma male stuff.
What's fascinating is I did not realize... Now, maybe this is not... I'm sure other people use alpha in different terms, but a lot of this whole gamma male, omega male thing comes from a guy named Vox Day. Have you ever heard of that guy?
Yeah, but I don't know what is he's about.
He's like a science fiction writer, but he's fucking insane. No. One of his favorite things is, you remember that Anders Breivik kid who killed 69, killed 69 kids at a summer camp?
Yeah, he had that beard.
Yeah, because he hated Muslims or whatever.
Which country is he from?
Norway, I think.
Oh, I bet he's really unhappy now.
Well, Vox Day has famously said that guy is the great savior of Europe, and someday we will erect statues in his name. So that guy is the reason we're now talking. The guy who says that the mass murderer of kids at a summer camp was the greatest triumph of the white race.
How many kids did he kill?
69. Nice. That's going to be taken out of context. That guy is the one who, for some reason, we're now basing this insane gamma
69
male,
kids.
Sigma male. Well,
how
was
did
it
he
just
kill
kids?
69 kids?
It was also like camp counselors and shit. You didn't
Still,
hear that story?
I didn't know it was 69.
He went over on a boat. They don't have any. He went on a boat to a summer camp. There was no way off the island. So he's on an island with a bunch of guns and ammunition. And a bunch of like kids and their camp counselors, like where
just executed
the best
them?
They could do is like jump in the water and try to swim away.
They couldn't kill him back.
What old bum rush him? I guess I don't know.
Set
man.
Set up a plan, like dig a hole. They're at camp for God's sakes, aren't they learning survival
yeah,
skills?
Why did they build a trap?
Yeah, they got nets, canoes.
This is a horrible mass tragedy. I'm not gonna start wondering why the kids didn't fight. But
they gotta take their shirts off and put mud on them like the Predator.
Yeah. Why were there no Kevin McAllisters there to set up some cans of paint on
that
strings?
That shit would never happen in the U.S.
Exactly. Well,
that guy tried to go after Muslims in the hood in the U.S.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Good luck, buddy.
Well, that's a possible argument in favor of gun ownership. Although I don't know. Also, what's weird about Norway is I think that guy gets out automatically after 20 years.
Oh, that's the max.
They have a maximum. It's like, all right, I'll see you guys
and
in 20 years.
And no one's even going to kill him, are they?
I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, they got a lot more Muslims
now, don't
they? But
regardless, we're getting a little off track.
Let me back in. Let me back in. There's too many.
Getting a little off track. Point is, the guy who idolizes a mass murderer has set into motion this idea that...
He started this?
Not the mass murderer, but the guy
Vox
who
Day
loved...
Started
Vox
this.
Day apparently started this entire socio-sexual hierarchy based on this mythical wolf pack shit, which, again, wolves don't even actually do
no
that.
No way. It has to be older than that.
I think the concept of the alpha male was, but once you start introducing all this omega male, sigma male bullshit...
That's kind of like... Obvious though,
but what are you saying? What's
but he's
obvious?
The one who did it.
That's what I
well,
was.
Beta,
claiming.
Beta has to be older than this Vox
Alpha
Day.
And Beta. I don't know exactly what it got started with. I think Alpha and Beta might have been their own thing, and then this guy tried to expand
this
upon
guy throws
it.
In gamma male.
Well, yeah. Now you have these guys showing up, and he's like, "Well, I see all these incel midgetos, and they want to identify as something, so I'm going to tell them they're sigmas, man. They're lone wolves." You know who else is a sigma male, according to my research?
Oh, God, who?
John Wick, buddy. You're a John Wick type character.
Me?
No, the Sigma males are.
Oh, you could be.
You could be. I could be a Sigma.
Is there some kind of online test, like a pregnancy test you could take for this?
I don't know how you get tested for which type of male you are.
Do you have to go to a psychopath?
I just think any guy who spends all his time being like, I got to be like an alpha. I'm watching like Five Habits of Highly Effective Alpha Males, and I'm going to, you know, really dominate the people around me in conversation. I'm always going to be the first one to speak in a meeting. It's like, listen, man, just like. Being confident is not like a magic, you know, fucking thing that involves Wolfpack hierarchies. It's just like, yeah, confidence gets you places.
I would just love to be able to blame like my narcissism and being like an intractable asshole on some sort of stupid philosophy. God, too much. I alphaed it up too much. So you're like, no, you're just a jerk.
I just feel bad for these guys who are sitting around and they're going, God, am I going to be a beta forever? And it's like, you're not any of these things. None of these are real. They were invented by guys who want to sell you dating books and bullshit. Like, just...
It kind of fucks with you, like, because... I mean,
well, it assumes that you were like born into, you were born crippled.
It's like transgenderism for the right.
Yeah, it is transgenderism for psychopaths.
I'm an alpha man in a beta body.
Yeah.
You're a Sigma, bro.
I'm going to transition into an alpha. I'm a beta, but I identify as an alpha.
They all have this identity shit that they rip on the other side for having.
Right.
Like people on the right.
And they're doing the exact, this is the stupidest
the same thing.
Identity politics nonsense. It's like absolutely insane. It's like, you're an individual. There's a lot of complex things about you. Maybe you're good at some things, bad at some things. At no point do you get to define yourself as like, oh, well, I slept with a lot of women. Therefore, I'm a beta with alpha-ish, you know, qualities. But occasionally when I...
But I was also a cocaine dealer.
Yeah, right, right.
Like, okay, I think that might have been the...
Just don't try to define yourself by these weird fucking illusionary archetypes. Don't define yourself as a wolf. They're animals. They're fucking the beasts of the land.
These wolves are not even real.
Jordan Peterson tries to say we're like fucking lobsters and shit. I didn't even get into that. I didn't even look that up where he goes, well, some lobsters want to have sex with other fucking lobsters. It's like, yeah, animals do stuff. It doesn't mean that...
Some lobsters just eat benzos all day. You know what I love with that? I'm like, you know, he was dealing with a very serious thing. His wife had cancer.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The people he's like lecturing are all dealing with serious things. Like, what do you not understand?
I've dealt with a lot of serious shit, and I never ended up addicted to benzos. I got people who actually fucking died. I didn't end up on benzos, but whatever. Good for him.
What was the serious thing? Oh, his wife was dying while he was super famous? Oh, boy.
Oh, how horrible.
How horrible.
As he's like becoming a
He was taking benzos
because
he was too happy?
Yeah, he's not going to have to see that.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Point
What's
is,
your problem?
Don't, we're not animals.
What was it? Socio?
The sociosexual... I added the fucking name here somewhere. It's so stupid, the fucking name, I don't even get it.
Yeah.
I'll find. The sociosexual hierarchy, is that it?
Yeah, sociosexual
hierarchy. That sounds
correct. The myth of the sociosexual hierarchy? Or just sociosexual hierarchy? That's
the
problem.
I think the sociosexual hierarchy.
Okay.
It's nonsense.
Here's my problem.
And as a proud gamma, I don't like it.
What letters aren't covered?
I don't know.
Epsilon
man? That's the problem, is then the other guys go invent... I'm sure there's a guy right now who's saying I'm an Epsilon man. It's the exact same as coming up with new genders.
I'm an Epsilon man.
It's the same. You're going, the thing about Epsilon gender is that I have, you know, we're sometimes
like
shy in social situations, but when prompted as a leader, we will take charge. Like, you're just inventing genders. It's the same thing.
Bro, you don't need that feather. You can respond with confidence without that magical feather. Don't worry.
It's literally just, are you a confident person or not? And it's even if you're not,
you can be confident.
You can be less confident in whatever. You can be confident in some situations, less confident in others.
Have a couple beers. It'll
have
be
a couple
all right.
beers. You'll find your confidence.
Okay, here's
Doesn't
my
make
here's
you an
my
alpha
problem.
Or not.
Last problem. Getting rid of grease.
Mm.
What are you supposed to do?
What do you do with this stuff?
Dump it down the toilet?
Oh, no, you can't do that. The pipes, Dick. The pipes.
What's going on? I shit in the toilet. Are you telling me that grease is worse than...
No, it is. Yeah.
I eat the grease. It goes in my shit.
I know. It's a big problem. That's... Yeah.
What am I...
If you have a greasy shit, it's almost as bad as just pouring grease down there.
I can't dump it in the sink.
Yeah.
I can't dump it in the... Garbage disposal.
As an Italian, every time I shower, I'm just dumping buckets of grease down there.
I can't... Can I throw it in the street?
No, not allowed.
I can't put it in the trash. It goes in the bag and melts in the bag.
Yeah.
I got to drink a soda and then put it in the soda can and spill it all over.
No,
and then,
oh, my God. No, tape up the can afterwards.
Can of grease.
You got to keep all grease canister.
What is the worth of, or oil?
Yeah.
Like I fry a chicken and then what? What do I do with, what are the chicken frying people do with all this? You telling me that everyone's getting rid of their grease responsibly? Because I doubt it.
Yeah.
So why am I worrying about it?
Why is this my problem?
But what do you do with it?
Well, you ever see have you ever had to?
I put it in a bottle and then throw the bottle away and so I'm like, well, I hope that stays right side up so it doesn't leak all over. But now I got all this grease.
Do you put the cap back on the bottle?
No, it's usually in like a beer bottle or something.
Oh, well, that's horrible.
Well, what?
You're not supposed to do that. I'll tell you that right now.
I put it in with my monitors that I throw away and my car batteries. What do you mean you're not supposed to do that? It's all going to the dump. Who cares?
You're supposed to. Well, the dump, hopefully, I think, finds your thing of oil and does something with it. I don't know.
What?
It doesn't really make any sense.
What do they do with it? Recycle it into new oil?
I guess you got a good point. I don't know what they do with the bottles of oil. I think they just hope. I think they hope that the bottle stays sealed. As they throw it in the
dump. There is no one doing it the correct that way.
What are you supposed to do with your oil?
Well, I printed out an article.
Okay. Am I supposed to take it to the recycling facility?
How to dispose of bacon grease and oil the right way.
Mm.
The best way is simple. Throw it in the trash.
Okay.
How is that? There's no way that's right. Just dump it in the trash so it gets soaked into the bags and paper or whatever?
I guess. But I thought you were supposed to put it in a separate container before you put it in the trash.
Let the oil or
reason.
Grease cool and solidify. Once cooled, scrape it into a container that can be thrown away. You gotta package it?
Hmm.
When the container is full, place it in a plastic bag and then throw it in the garbage. Full? You gotta have a grease container? So I have this like whiskey bottle that I put bacon grease in, and then it's like a solid mess.
Why do you put bacon grease in a whiskey bottle?
Because that's what I had empty when I had grease the first time. And I didn't want to dump it in the sink.
You're saying after you cook bacon, what do you do with that grease?
Yeah, but any kind of grease.
I just dump that down the
sink. See, I knew it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that, I guess.
But that's such a small amount of grease. I thought, you know, like...
Well, that's too much.
I'm saying, like, after you fry something, you got all that leftover fry oil.
Fats can be reused.
Do you reuse your oil?
No, I put it in a bottle, and then I put it in the cupboard, and then like a year later, I take
throw
it out,
out
and throw it away because it's, like,
it's turned
the wrong
brown
color.
And gross.
Yeah. Reuse your cooking oil. Strain the semi-warm oil using a cheesecloth.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
I have so many cheesecloths lying around. I don't think I've ever purchased a cheesecloth.
I did one time.
For what?
Making absinthe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Absinthe is terrible.
No, it's good if you make it right.
Does it taste like fucking licorice still?
Yeah, it tastes like licorice. Blah. But you're supposed to put in a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be loaded with shit that will get you high. You can't buy it. You can't buy
the old
mix.
You can't buy it good.
No.
I could understand mixing it with something. I just hate that licorice taste.
And every time I tell the story of this, some fucking frat bro will talk about how you actually can get it and it will get you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sit there and just listen like it's... hell.
Oh, what do you call it? Wasn't wormwood the ingredient that supposedly made you crazy?
That's big wine.
It's, yeah.
The French wine industry made up this reefer madness story about absinthe making a farmer go crazy and hacking his wife and his kids up.
Because they knew everybody was buying absinthe instead of wine?
Because absinthe was going crazy.
Oh, man.
Big wine.
Fucking shit. And they outlawed it, too, for like years.
Yeah, it's a similar chemical to weed. What the thujone chemical did to
me. I'm mad at society.
How to not dispose of it.
Well, what are the dangers of oil, Dick? What is the problem with oil? Did you not get any of that?
Hold on. No.
Doesn't it damage the environment or something?
I don't know. I just know you're not supposed to put it down
I feel
the drain.
Like you were in an opportunity to tell us, like,
well,
what's
wrong
with
it. Well, I didn't look for
it.
That. How not to do it. Don't pour it down the drain.
Yeah.
Causes clogs and contributes to larger clogs in the municipal lines that can ultimately lead to thousands of dollars. You're telling me that the city could plumbing could be harmed and it would only cost $1,000?
A good thousands of dollars. No, because it can build up in the... See, because now I want to argue with you, because you do have to dispose... You can't just dump it down the sink.
You are dumping it down and the sink?
Yeah, like a little bit of bacon grease.
It adds up! There's a ton of people dumping it down just like you!
Yeah, I know, and it sucks, and I shouldn't even do that either, and I feel bad about it.
But you'll all keep doing it!
No. You know, usually, my bacon grease, you sop that up with the bread instead of using... Do you butter your bread?
Yeah?
Just use the bacon grease. It's better.
That's disgusting.
What are you talking about? It's just fat. Butter's just fat.
That's what makes it gross, what you're saying.
You don't put butter on bread?
Butter's not just fat.
Oh, it's fat and what? Salt?
Milk?
Yeah, okay. What do you think milk is? Milk is just fucking fat.
Milk is not just fat. Everything is not just fat.
Okay, well, regardless, it's like... Yeah, bacon
it's
grease.
It's like lipids.
You think bacon grease on bread is great? Would you put bacon on a piece of bread?
Yeah.
And if it got greasy, you'd be disgusted?
Throw it away. Oil and grease may be liquid when hot. Huh. But will cool inside your pipes.
There you go.
Congealing and gathering other oil particles.
There you go. So you can't just dump it down the pipes.
But this is from Rolo. This is from Roto-Rooter Services saying that. Of course they're saying that.
Well, wouldn't they not tell you that so that it supposedly... Wouldn't Roto-Rooter be in the business?
Yeah, you're right.
Of tricking you into
what
clogging
if grease
up
goes
your pipes?
Down the drain? Accidents do happen when it comes to cooking oil disposal.
Yeah,
especially when you have guests trying to help. So it's not even your. It is my guests that are doing it.
Of course, Roto-Rooter would say that. No, they would say the opposite thing.
Pour baking soda.
Pour
and
as
wine
much
vinegar.
Fat down your pipes as you possibly can to keep them good and lubricated.
Try an enzyme-based
drain
cleaner.
Otherwise, the Roto-Rooter man might need to come to your house.
Look, it's just a
poisons
it's not even
dolphins
worth,
probably gets out to the ocean.
It's probably nothing. It's just a bunch of bullshit. It's a big pain in the ass to think about. It's not even worth making grease.
No,
if I'm gonna make some bacon or whatever. I'm like, what? I don't want to go.
Well,
through
bacon,
the whole...
you're not making that much grease. Can't you just take a paper towel and wipe up the grease from the pan and throw the paper towel out?
More waste.
Just, I mean, I guess you're chopping down a tree to make.
It's
that
a way
happen.
Bigger problem than any of this other stuff.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the grease.
Well, I was going to say, the problem is that it's hard to get rid of, like, it's annoying to deal with.
Yeah.
But your solution seems to be to just ignore it and just get rid of it, just dump it down the drain.
Well, you know that everyone else is ignoring it. So what's the point of you not ignoring it?
I don't ignore it.
But you do. You said you dumped
the bacon
grease.
If it's a large amount of oil, I will transfer it to a secondary container and then put it in the trash.
What's
if it's a
large?
Small amount of oil, like if I've like, you know, fried something in a pan and there's like, not like the residual oil
like
from
cooking oil.
Like cooking oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's why I have those grease traps outside restaurants. You ever see those?
They're a mess. They just dump it straight into the ocean.
Probably. I don't know what they do.
They got the grease man that comes around with his truck.
The greaseman.
Sucks it out.
Well, you ever see those guys? We got to make all our cars run on grease. That's the future.
Oh, biodiesel?
Biodiesel.
That was actually the future.
It was cool. I remember there was a guy in my town who would go to all the restaurants and be like, just give me your grease.
My cousin did that.
Yeah.
And then all this electric shit came out of nowhere.
Bucked it all up.
Okay. Have you seen those compressed hydrogen, whatever, compressed natural gas cars?
No.
How they'll blow up sometimes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some cities put their trash trucks on compressed natural gas, CNG.
Is that like super dangerous? It sounds dangerous. How
it's
do you
more dangerous
gas?
Than just like a car.
Yeah.
It's what pretty compressed.
Jesus Christ. How do you compress gas? I don't even know.
Well, you need
to squeeze it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't
you know,
make any sense.
Cool it
to
down
me.
A lot
okay.
And then inject it into a thing.
And
then
it
have
just kills
smaller.
People.
Well, they have time. They have a couple seconds to get out of there.
That's fascinating.
Start shooting flames out, and they're like, "Oh shit!" Imagine that you're a trash man, and you got to be constantly worried that your car's going
to
explode.
Yeah, that's isn't it already dangerous to be a trash man? I think they have a.
I don't know.
They're always getting trapped and crunched up by those.
No.
Yeah.
Trash men are falling in. This sounds constantly. Like getting stuck in the washing machine pornography.
Every time when they go to pick up those trash cans, you know, one will get stuck and the arm can't pick it up. And then half the time, yeah, the garbage man will fall into the can.
No.
Just throws him in the back.
That's crazy.
I did know a guy who, well, I didn't, this was a big story that our
did he live in a trash can?
No, but he got chewed up by a mulcher and sprayed all over a Six Flags.
Really?
Yeah, it was a great horror story.
I'm trying to find the Price is Right tuba.
There was a, my buddy worked for like a mulching company, and he's like, yeah. "There's no work this week," and I'm like, "Why?" It's like one of the guys died. I'm like, "How'd the guy die?" And he's like, "Well, his buddy was spraying the hose of mulch at Six Flags, and then it got caught." But the guy like working the hose didn't go to like help him out. He's just like, "Oh, I'll just get in there and I'll just kick it free." And the guy with the hose literally ended up spraying his buddy all over the front of the Six Flags. And like blood was just coming out the hose. He went, "Oh my God." And I think they closed I think they closed Six Flags for a week. Cause they're like, there's just human debris all over the front.
Dick died. He wanted his ashes spread at Spearmint Rhino. Well, close. Not his ashes. He wanted to be spread.
He wanted to be spread. Yeah. I'm pretty sure this actually happened. It was like a big story in our town like 20 years ago.
God. Okay.
Horrifying.
That's my problems. Getting rid of grease and the Emperor's New
Burn. Mine are the sociosexual hierarchy and fake 2D animation.
Okay, go to biggestproblem.show to vote. I'm going to put those up right now. Go to patreon.com/biggestproblem to get the bonus episode and to support the show. I'm going to do some voicemails now. Okay.
Hey, what's up, Dick and Vito? Love the show. Before I say my problem, I kind of want to loop back on the whole downloadable game shit, whenever you have to update video games.
Mm.
You guys know that a majority of those updates are actually just for like, adding new cosmetic items to games that you might not even actually own or ever really need to buy. So you're actually taking all the time to like download like 50 gigabytes worth of like content that you'll never actually own unless you pay an additional fee.
No.
It's really stupid how it's mandatory for everybody to download it. I'm going to submit my problem though as like modern day dating. It's really stupid how like, we're at this point in time now where women just get mad at fucking anything as far as like,
is that happening now?
Oh, you didn't like my Instagram post, or oh, you haven't called me in a while, or why is it taking you so long to text me? Like, it's making it impossible to fucking like constantly keep up a relationship.
Listen to this beta male.
Bitches,
Sigma male.
Fucking Sigma. Dude, no, I'm right there with him. I've been texting with this girl, and it's always, every text is like, "How come you didn't text me yesterday?" And I'm like,
"I did."
Yeah. Or like, she like texted me on like a Wednesday, but I literally didn't get it. And then she goes, "You didn't text me back for 2 days." I'm like, "I didn't fucking get it. What are you talking about?
Oh, baby.
Why didn't you just text me again? And also, why do you want to text all the fucking time?
You got to send her texts. Oh, God. When she sends one of those, text her back, say, "Oh, God, this bitch won't stop bugging me about when she's texting me. Like, oh, sorry, that was for my bro."
That's the other problem. I'm trying to be an alpha male. It doesn't even work anymore because these women think they have all the power. I can't gaslight and manipulate them the way I used to, Dick.
They're talking about alpha females now.
Oh, God.
Ooh, have you heard such a thing?
I just want women to, constantly live in fear that I'll abandon them. That's the situation I want again. Back when we had all the power, when it was like, "Oh, God, if he divorces me, I'll be homeless.
Yeah.
I better shut my mouth and do what he says."
You need a home.
I really fucked that up. Well, I got nothing. That's the other problem. They took houses away. You can't even buy a house. We have no power over these women now. Yeah. We can't even provide them a house.
You voted for this.
We gave them jobs. No, they started doing this long before any of the fucking Democrats.
Okay.
Anyway, you voted for it.
Yeah, I got a big problem with fat women hogging the salad section at Trader Joe's. Fucking with their giant hips.
Yeah.
Acting like they're fucking archaeologists. Wine. Like, "What the fuck is this? Oh my gosh. This one has kale? Oh, get the fuck out of the way. I already know what I want. Just leave. You don't belong here."
No, they're trying to figure out which one has the most candied walnuts. Fat bitches love the candied walnuts.
Fucking their safari hats getting caught in the sneeze guard.
Look at corn and canned chicken, eh?
Yes, I'll take two and three of these. Mm. Shifting down without even turning so they don't miss a single thing.
You ever get a Trader Joe's salad, Dick?
No.
Not a salad man?
I'm not. I don't remember the last time I've been to Trader Joe's. Maybe in Hollywood.
I like Trader Joe's. I haven't been to Trader Joe's in a while either. I've been going to
parking is so fucked.
I've been going to Sprouts, which is like the shitty Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Thanks for the voicemail. Let's see if I
thank
I've
you,
got...
caller.
All right, here's this one looks spicy.
The white woman would have you believe that Captain Ahab sailed the seven seas without suntan lotion because he didn't eat grapeseed oil. That is a lie. Captain Ahab was a black man. That's right.
Well, some commenter last week, I knew what you were saying. You're like, the sailor's like in Moby Dick. Remember you brought that up during the
sailor's inside
debate?
Moby Dick.
Inside Moby? Yeah. In the book
he
of Moby
eats
Dick.
Eats them and they have to escape from Moby Dick.
No. That's what Pinocchio.
No.
There's no sailors inside of Moby Dick.
Yeah, they get swallowed. He's the biggest whale in the world. He swallows them up and then they have to escape.
How long are they in there for?
Long time.
Oh, all right.
Long time. Then they come out and they become real boys.
Yeah, okay. They were all made of wood.
Just blew their legs.
Well, anyway, I had corrected you last week and I said Captain Ahab was the sailor. And yeah. But I knew what you meant. I knew you meant.
Oh, yeah.
Sailors like in the book Moby Dick. But it sounded as if you were saying Moby Dick was a sailor, which would be incorrect.
Yeah, he was the
sailor.
Son of Moby Dick. The you're son thinking of Moby Dick. The sailor.
No, he was Moby Dick's. He was Moby Dick's monster, Dick.
Oh, do you think it's funny that the black guy who called in the first seed he goes to is grape seed?
At least he didn't go for watermelon seed.
No.
Let me get a rim shot here.
Let me get a.
I can't do a rim shot. That's what's hilarious.
What do you mean?
There it is.
Okay, one more.
Somebody else was commenting that I did a terrible rim shot. Maybe that's just my thing.
But I'm bump.
Hero Dick, Hero Vito.
Oh no!
This your new friend, Chinese man. I am calling to tell Vito he is right about people in China not understanding Talladega Nights. No one on call.
Said Talladega.
Why would we find that funny? Now, if you make movie about human rights violations, then you have comedy. Look
Tiananmen
at what
man.
We did to the Muslims in our country.
Tiananmen Nights.
It was so funny. They did not see that coming at all. Or you could make another movie about searing people in their apartment. That means situational comedy.
Yeah.
It practically writes itself.
I'm
anyway,
situational comedy.
You both go fuck yourself and have a good day.
Wow.
Oh, you're a Chinese fan.
It's called Flens.
Yeah. They don't
get it?
Flens is his name?
No, the sitcom where you're seared in your apartment.
Or the French. Flens.
Yeah.
I got there.
Seinfeld.
Flens.
All right.
Seinfeld. We watch Seinfeld.
You want to read these
super chats? Yes.
Let me open this up.
I love super chats. And thank you to our beloved Chinese listeners. I know we have listeners around the globe.
Yeah, it's cool that he must be allowed to use his phone. He must be either part of the political party or...
Well, we support locking up Chinese people indefinitely. We think it's funny.
Yeah, if you're not me, I don't care what happens to you or what you do to anybody. So...
Exactly. Dominic for five.
Oops, there you go.
Excuse me. Dominic says, super excited for the show tonight. Thank you, Dominic.
Oh, thanks.
Private says, hello, Dick and Vito. Thank you for the great show. Okay. So now, I read this before the show, so I feel like I have to read it now.
Yeah. You could have just pretended.
This doesn't feel like, all right.
But
still.
You did say it. You read the whole thing, and then you were shocked about the fairies. So you fell for it.
I don't know if this one, I'm going to say it, but all right. Okay. Are you aware that YouTube fairies are organizing a protest? Okay. YouTube fairies... No, because
you said it again.
I'm suck cocks.
No, but look, I didn't say it though. That one doesn't count.
YouTube fairies.
You don't pronounce YouTube as YouTube. If you did, you would win.
Are you fucking kidding me? You see how much creativity goes into this, and you're gonna deny them the satisfaction of you having said
fair
it?
Is not the same as to be the word
YouTube.
It would have to be YouTube.
Oh,
you get what? YouTube. It's not tube fair.
You know what?
Tube fair doesn't count.
I need here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make a reverse one to take it back because you're right.
Thank you.
Hold on. Let me load up Audacity so I can reverse. We're gonna the sound reverse effect. That.
Are you aware that YouTube fairies are coming out tomorrow? No, because you don't pronounce it YouTube.
You're right. You're right.
Thank you.
I don't know where this is though. Hold on.
Yeah, I like the Vito saying I'm a shut the what are these drops he has? He has a bunch of drops that says Vito is a R slur, Vito is an F slur.
Oh, they're gone.
Okay, no. You'll have to figure it out some other time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll figure
anyway,
it out
anyway, I'm
going
to take back on that one. Tube fair is not the
you're
fucking...
You're right. You're right.
Thank
you're
you.
Right.
Thank you.
You and fucked up, Private. You fucking blew
up.
It. You idiot.
A whole lot of trust the science coming from Vito, a guy who doesn't even know that for magnets to work on something, it has to be... What is the last word?
You don't
word?
Know magnets,
what's the last
do you?
Word, Dick?
Ferris.
What does that mean? Is that a magnetic problem?
Iron.
Iron.
Yeah,
iron. It has to
yeah.
be
yeah.
iron. But he spelled iron anymore. Whatever way. Nice try. When are the Shawnees coming out, and do I get a free one with my super chat? Says
they're
Dominic
coming out
for
Tuesday.
Five. Tuesday.
No.
Turkey sandwich.
You can win one if you go put your Solana wallet in at Shawnees.art right now, though. I'm going to airdrop a bunch.
Okay. Turkey sandwich for five says, did you guys hear about the Austrian researcher who was in the news recently? This isn't to get you to say TBF. Her name is just Anna, the N-word.
Really?
Wait, really? Is that a real thing?
Austrian... Anna.
Anna N-word? N-word. Is her actual name?
Anna.
Check
name.
News.
News.
I don't think if you're... nobody can see your screen. You can type it in now.
No, I don't want to ever...
You don't
want
to be on your search
writing,
history?
No.
You'll have to send us a link to this supposed article from Anna N-word. That's bizarre. Riley and Friends for $2 says this show is not like Largest Issue in the Galaxy. Are you aware of Largest Issue in the Galaxy?
I've heard of that show.
Sounds yeah. good.
Yeah,
I should listen into. I think I started listening to an episode. Jay Gonzalez says, "When are we getting Biggest Problem merch?" It's a good question. I had some ideas for that. So
you know what, my merch guy just sent an email out this week saying that he quit because all the shirts are so expensive and shipping's so expensive. He's like, "I can't make any fucking money off."
Yeah, that's what's pretty much going on. Well, we could use something like one of those stupid print-on-demand services, and we'll probably make $1 a shirt. But if people just want a shirt,
yeah,
I think it's just cool if people want a shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I've also proposed a tier on Patreon where you get like a monthly shirt. I know the margins are terrible.
The shirts are so shitty.
No, some of them are nice. This one's one of the print on demand. I got this print on demand. I like this material.
All right.
This looks good.
I'll do it for you.
I was just thinking it would be cool. You get like, my idea was like it would be a monthly shirt based on like something stupid from the show.
But that's like $30 a month.
Oh no! It'd be
it's
like
a lot of,
it'd be like $50 a month.
Yeah, who's gonna get $50 a month
people,
for a fucking shirt of the month?
I saw other Patreons. It's not about the shirt. It's about your partisanship and
then just
you're
give
helping.
Us the $50 because I mean, we won't get anything on that shirt. Like the fucking Printful people will get $29.99.
I know they get all the money, so I don't know. We'll figure out a way to make sure it's available, and we will probably make less than it. We'll probably lose money selling them. Rare State Cube says, "I love when Dick talks about his nephew. Reminds me of how I mess." Around with my nephews, it's fun being an uncle.
Yes, it is.
David Ellery for five says, settle an argument. I say John Hughes movies are all trash. If I had to pick the best one, it would...
what?
If I had to pick the best one, it would have to be Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I
suck cocks.
Right. Oh wait, you had one in the bank. You had two in the bank. Yeah.
Now I get a two subtract
you
ones.
Got two subtractions. Yeah.
If you had to pick the best John Hughes movie, it would have to be Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That is a good one. Mike Hunt for five. Big Gonzaga. This one is bullshit. No way. I have a Big Gonzaga anime recommendation set in a hair salon called Eri Chan no Sutubif Hair. No, you gotta give me one. I'm supposed to subtract two. All right, thanks, Mike Hunt. I can't wait to watch the hair salon.
I'm not
going to
not
anime.
Play it, though, because he made a clever thing.
Fine.
I'll play the
Jason
opposite
Jason Rivens for $5. I think the best old show program was Cop Motorcycle Fairings. Gas Grapers is good, but the best problem has to be... What is a fairing? This is bullshit.
The cover on the motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm not reading that one. That's bullshit.
Well, you already said it.
I didn't say the last part.
Well, you said what is fair. You interjected words, so
I'm only
going
to read the ones that I think are truly clever. Or if I actually get tricked.
Okay.
Have you ever done... All right, Russell for five. Have you ever done a show where you write the problems for each other and have to argue for that problem convincingly, no matter how absurd it is? So I would have to give you a problem. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Anytime you get too gimmicky with it, it's like... I don't know. Sometimes you can do it.
Well,
me and Andy Signoria were doing a
it's too cute for my blood.
Well, we're doing a cute one called Best Movie Ever, where we take a really shitty movie and we have to find like three or five things we each like about it. That was fine, because you can even find something you like about bad movies.
Yeah.
But whenever you have to... I remember one guy tried to do a show where he debated both sides of an argument. You're like, one side's going to be disingenuous. Yeah. You know, you don't truly
believe it.
Well,
it's also like a lot of the show is just figuring out why you really hate something and explaining it. It's not like coming up with stats...
Right,
I'm arguing. It's like, no, I hate this because
I deeply feel it in my soul.
Yeah.
JS Link for 10 says, "Hey Vito, you're looking especially handsome today. Have a good day, hunk man. Thank you, JS Link."
Nice.
The Coke Master for 2. Hey Vito, thoughts on you? See again,
doesn't
YouTube
count.
Fair use.
Yeah, it doesn't
Tube
count.
Fair is not. Nope. Nah. No.
Sorry, buddy. You don't know how to speak right.
Nope. Mike Hunt for 2. Aldous Huxley wrote about Alpha Beta before Vox Day.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the Alpha Beta thing was around before. Which is also bullshit. But then the fact that it has evolved is not surprising to me. And it is also bullshit.
Yeah.
Crack Ass a Crack of 2 says Zeg Zion Fetty Scum.
Probably is German. Nazi.
It's a reference to my hat, Dick.
Oh.
I have a hat of the Zeon. Oh, no. This is my Federation hat.
Like
this is
Star
the,
Trek?
Star
Wars?
Gundam.
Okay.
These are the Federation, the Earth people, and he is a member of the Space Nazi Zeon faction who has taken issue with my Zeon apparel.
Usually someone says, apparel. Like, what does that mean? Before you explain more stuff about it.
Mm.
Like, you'll say, no, he's talking about my hat. Then I'll say, like, oh, like, can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, but instead I just tell you because I assume you're interested.
Yeah. All right.
Gundam's great. BiggestProblem.show. Patreon.com/biggestproblem. We're going to do a bonus episode. The biggest problem in Star Wars, and you don't want to miss it. So come check it out.
Bye, guys.